Children who have been abused and parents who face abuse accusations have the right to their own attorney, but actually finding one may depend on where you live in Oklahoma. As State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports, the state Supreme Court is working to fix that problem.
David Hall was 8 when he was taken from his mom's house in Canadian County and placed in foster care. Hall says up to that point, he had been abused most of his life and was struggling with PTSD.
You know, that's not really something that you talk about at school. Whenever I was a kid, I talked about, you know, Scooby-Doo and things like that. And so I just assumed it was normal.
But Hall felt like he didn't have anyone to advocate for him in the system. He wanted to go home. Instead, he was shuffled through a series of group homes and psychiatric facilities.
Throughout all of these points, I had never once talked to an attorney.
The law requires children taken into state custody in cases of neglect and abuse be given their own attorneys to advocate for their needs and to protect their rights in court. Parents have a right to a separate attorney. But access to this required representation isn't equal in every courtroom. It's often hard to pair children with qualified attorneys, so the Oklahoma Supreme Court created a new task force to look for ways to improve the system. As it turns out, Hall did have an attorney, but he never met them.
This seems pretty unacceptable.
Now the 23-year-old believes if he had met his attorney back then, things might have turned out differently. He could have told them about his mother's mental health.
A lot of people assume, well, you know, they're too young to be able to understand. But I can tell you that I don't understand why my parent created stuff like Son's Day, but then at the same time abused me pretty viciously.
Hall says no one asked him what he needed at home. He says after he suffered abuse in state care, he was sent back home where he was abused again. Years later, Hall ended up in foster care a second time.
These are not simple cases.
Shanina Thompson is head of Oklahoma Lawyers for Children, a nonprofit that represents abused and neglected children in Oklahoma County. She's also a member of the Supreme Court Task Force trying to improve standards for attorneys in these cases.
There's a great disparity in the availability of qualified attorneys to represent children and qualified attorneys to represent parents throughout the state.
Thompson says many children have complained they never met their attorneys. She calls that inexcusable because state law requires lawyers to meet their underage clients before every court hearing.
You need active, well-trained, qualified attorneys to get in there, get down in the weeds, and do what needs to be done.
Thompson says if an abused boy is sent into foster care and he wants to be reunited with his mother, someone should fight for that. But the system is flawed. Some courts, especially in rural counties, struggle to find lawyers who know how to represent abused children or their parents. To improve the quality of representation, Thompson says the state has to attract more attorneys and they need standards for training.
Well, there are lawyers everywhere, but, you know, this particular area of the law is not glamorous.
Parents could be dealing with a drug addiction or mental illness. Children could be suffering anything from physical and sexual abuse to neglect. Lawyers also have to coordinate with the Department of Human Services, the agency responsible for kids in state custody.
You're talking about parents, children, sibling sets, family members that are involved in this that are very, very impacted by children being picked up, removed from their caregivers, and going into a foster placement that may be within that county, maybe it's not.
Some kids are represented by public defenders with extremely high caseloads. Some are given attorneys with a low-paying contract.
It's tough for our rural judges to be able to find the new blood, if you will, to come in and say, okay, I'm going to be passionate about this, and here I am. And by the way, I'll only take $25 a case or $25 a hearing.
All of this adds up to a shortage of qualified attorneys. Thompson says the new task force is hoping to borrow solutions from other states that will fit Oklahoma. David Hall hopes they succeed.
Unfortunately, I've never been able to say that I had a childhood that I'm really happy with and proud of.
Hall says more childhoods could be saved if the state finds more people to fight for families' needs. The task force meets once a month, and they're scheduled to turn in a final report in December 2020. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.